Now, this week marks 100 years since partition in Ireland. Every morning, a different contributor has been reflecting on this division between North and South. This morning, it's Reverend Dr. Heather Morris, who's the General Secretary of the Methodist Church in Ireland.
Good morning, Shay, and good morning, everyone. I don't know what you're planning, but when restrictions ease, one of the first things that I plan to do is book a flight. I love travel. The excitement of exploring new places, eating new food. However, all that being said, if someone in conversation asks, "So where is your happy place?" my mind doesn't go to a sunny beach or a bustling city. My mind and my heart go to our kitchen table. My happy place is sitting with family, my husband, our two adult sons and their partners, eating and talking. COVID has meant that it's been far too many months since we last had one of those meals. And sometimes the conversation around that table is humorous and light, and sometimes it turns to subjects on which we differ. And round that table, we tell our different stories and argue and make our points and listen and laugh and get frustrated. And sometimes round that table, we find that stories told of identical events differ. It's 100 years since the partition of Ireland and the formation of Northern Ireland. For some, that anniversary is a source of deep sadness. Stories of families divided by a border that seems arbitrary at best. For others, it's a story that brings warmth, the creation of a context which formed a good backdrop to the lives of parents and grandparents. And if we really trust each other, we might find ourselves sharing radically different political and national hopes. A united Ireland, 100 more years of Northern Ireland, a border poll. Those conversations are significant. When we trust each other enough to be honest, when we emerge understanding a different view, having heard a story that challenges us beyond our long-held prejudices. Our challenge on this island is to build a future in which everyone knows and feels that they have a place. And we all sort of want that. But it seems to me that we will only begin to build it when we've got the courage to sit around tables with people whom we think of as different. Jesus did that. My friend's son is living with cancer. I watch that family with huge admiration as they live every day fully in the midst of normal challenges and joys of family life and cancer. That family has every excuse to close the door to others. They have enough to deal with. But they deliberately choose to keep their kitchen table physically extended, so there's always room for new people, new ideas, new laughter, new challenge. As we reflect on this centenary, whether we're more comfortable thinking of it as the centenary of partition or the centenary of the formation of Northern Ireland, let's keep the table extended.
That's the Reverend Dr. Heather Morris, who's the General Secretary of the Methodist Church in Ireland.